Everybody, well, today is September 10th, 2014. And boy, we're getting into the calendar year here. Man, it's already in September. So let's do a clearing here for everybody. We always like to do clearings to get rid of anxiety, trauma, stuff. So let's just work with whatever energy is out there that's bothering you. Oh, just think of that particular situation or something that maybe you saw on TV or the radio. Whatever pushed your buttons is what we're looking at, you're looking for, because it, if it pushed your buttons, it means it took you out of peace. So we're going to take away that one particular thing that you saw to give you your peace back. But you may not have ever had peace with it, and now you're going to have peace. So here we go. In with the energy. Back and relax, nothing for you to do. It'll be taken away instantly. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. I will bring up the light beam, so that's up to you to bring it up on your monitor screen. And it'll bring peace to you and also in your room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And most people see the light beam physically change. The face can get more three-dimensional. And this is the males tonight, so we'll give them a little more energy for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. See if Anna is there. I'm sure she's there. So, Anna, are you here?
I am, Ron. Good evening. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We're happy you're here on BBS Radio tonight. We thank BBS for all their support and our making us able to do this show. And thank you, Ron. That clearing felt really wonderful. Okay, on the weekend, Sunday, we had an 8-hour healing call where we were able to receive physical healings for 8 hours on Creation Lightship. And in addition, Ron gifted us with a clearing called Cultural Enslavement. And I was thinking maybe more towards the end of the show, I would love to talk about that a little. And if people have been running it that were on the show on Sunday, I'd love to hear about how they've been feeling with it and what they've been clearing, what they thought was a good thing to clear to get rid of some cultural enslavement. And then maybe Ron can talk a little bit more about that. But for now, we have some emails that I thought we'd get to, Ron, if that's okay.
Yep, let's go for it.
Okay. This first email is about mind looping. I have learned to run the mind looping clearings 24/7 as much as I can because I realize that I have been taught to run things over and over in my mind to be sure I remember them. I have been taught to do this so well that it has become an automatic necessary thing that goes on in my mind for survival. I'm sorry, but I won't accept this anymore, as my heart can tell me what to do when it's time to do whatever needs to be done. It has taken me years of doing clearings to get to this point in this getting rid of density process. When I first noticed it, I didn't want to look at it, because I didn't think I would be able to survive without this mind-looping thing. I didn't know why I couldn't stop myself from doing them, but I had to listen to my heart. Thank you so very much, Ron, for this tool. I do want it to be real. Blessings from a listener.
Great. Wow, that's good.
It is. I was wondering, could we have a sample of the mind-looping clearing, Ron?
So, everybody out there listening, you need to think of something that you keep thinking about that comes about maybe, you know, in your thoughts. Hard to say what it would be, you know. It could also be used like if you're driving by a place, a store, and you get pulled into it every day. That could be a possibility. You know, maybe you need... You know, and the thoughts come to you, okay? So this is a little different. Let's just say that, you know, every day you drive in your car or you're walking, going to the subway, and there's a store that automatically go to get, you know, your coffee or whatever you have. You know, it's an automatic thing for you. Well, that could be mind looping. What if you walk by that store? Also, that could be a robotic program attached to you, too. Or is putting out vibes that, and this can happen and be real, you know, putting out vibes that, you know, the customers that he saw yesterday or she saw are now going to be coming into my store to buy the coffee tomorrow. Tomorrow comes and they're reinforcing that. Or they see you at the counter buying your cup of coffee and they touch you. And that automatically is giving you that imprint from tomorrow. Like this actually happened. So all of a sudden you wonder why you're going there. That's like a robotic program, but maybe one day you kind of walk by the store, you're doing something else, maybe you see something down the street, and then your mind pulls you back into it. Uh-oh, I forgot my coffee. That would be the mind loop type of situation. Or it could be you wake up and you have this thought about what you have to do. Oh, I got my orders here, you know, and when I woke up, you know, I got to do my morning stuff, and this is the order that I do it in. That's a mind loop program. Oh, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, getting dressed, you know, et cetera. You know, that's all a program. So if you wanted to change, you could do the mind loop program and get out of it. Sometimes just a program where you keep hearing the same thoughts over and over again, like, oh, man, are you a dumb person? You did this, you know. Somebody gave that to you, and it keeps coming over in your head all the time, and so you're agreeing with that because you did something kind of... That's what the mind looping is, to get out of that situation where you keep getting the thought to do something or to create something over and over and over again. Here's a sample, so you just need to of something that you keep thinking about, and normally it's spontaneous. Oh, I guess spontaneous is the wrong word. Not really looking at doing it, but it comes across instantly. Oh, that's the way it works. So it could be spontaneous, but it's a program that you're dealing with. And like I said, if you take all the clearings on the website or healings, whatever word is on them, take that word off and you put down like program or program release or removal, and that gets a little more scary in a sense because you really see what you're doing. That it's something that has been created by somebody, and maybe you, possibly not, but maybe you, and get out of that program as it's running your life. Oh, here we go. Think of something. At least that one situation that you keep having the thoughts over and over and over again. I'll count to 10 further with you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That kind of goes into, I'll just go a little different here. I saw the movie, The Giver. I'll just talk about that, and that kind of is what's happening to people. So the movie, to me, is, you know, if you look at it as clones at the beginning, living a clone life by taking a shot every day, the humans were, we'll say, but you can look at it as clones. They're being numbed out and calmed down so they don't have emotions. And the people who are controlling them know about when people have emotions, they'll do bad things. A respond and stuff like that. So at the end of the movie, the person, you know, gets rid of that process and the people start to have feelings and emotions, or they didn't. So I see the movie is, if you look at it as, oh, this is a movie that was created, wake up the clones because they're not interfacing here very well. Because of that, we need to put a movie out so the clones can see that it's okay to experience emotions. It's like a learning process, and it gives them a validation. They might want to look at emotions now. Most people are cloned out, so this is how I'm seeing the movie to be. If you are a veteran, have seen awful things in that process of being a veteran, not see this movie. As a little ways into it, as... they're doing the Jeff Bridges is doing an energetic transmission to, you know, a young man. And one of those, and it's going along fine, you know, because it's a nice scene that he's showing people with the guy's experiencing. Then all of a sudden it drops into war scene, of awful war situation. And do not see this movie. It could activate you with the pulse, you know, traumatic stress. I would not recommend that for any veteran to watch that movie because of that. Calm, relaxed, and to have a nice looking experience as this goes on, because you're kind of, you know, led that way. Then all of a sudden you get hit with this war scene and person's dying and, well, explosions and things like this. So that's my warning to you. So anyway, and that gets back kind of to the mind control stuff, you know. The movie is showing how people became mind controlled not to have emotions through a shot. They know about what they don't know. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And it's interesting that we as humans are wanting to be less emotional, but the problem with the clones in that movie is they had no emotions.
Yeah, and that's very interesting. Yeah, you want to be peaceful, but clones, a whole different scenario with clones. Don't have the database. Have an experience. So this will give them an experience now. Humans, you already have the experience, and you just want to become peaceful because you've been here, done that. That's the actual difference. Our human. Well, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I just had a question about the mind looping. Would that also help when you get a song or some song lyric stuck in your head? Would the mind looping be the appropriate clearing for that if you're having trouble?
Yeah, that could be that, because where did it come from? Who activated it? Who pushed that button? Who or what? Who or what made you look at the clock, you know, at being the day tomorrow will be 9/11, to look at the clock at 9/11, or to even be affected by 9/11. You know, what does that mean to you? Oh, and from there, the song would be similar. Why do you have it? Did you choose that? Did you consciously come about and say, you know, I want to hear this song? Oh, probably not. Well, if your mental faculties to think about it, to bring it up, that's one thing. But the song all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it pops in. So who and what's doing that? Why did that get triggered? What does that song mean to you? What are those keywords doing to you? There's more to it than just hearing the innocent song, you know? Oh, anyway, back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And I know in the past you've said we can clear a whole songs if we need to also. Besides the mind looping, we can put that into the alien keyword intercept, which is a free healing, and also the natal barcode clearing. So if someone ever has that situation. And Ron, I'm glad you brought up that tomorrow's 9/11, because someone said to me, oh, I'm glad I have something to do this Thursday. It's such a sad day. And I didn't know. I had to take a minute to figure out what they were talking about, why it was Thursday a sad day. So I was wondering if you could maybe do a quick clearing of that for us, maybe the numbers or the date or something.
Yeah, I could clear the 9/11. You want to just, you know, take your calendar and something over 9/11, you know, so that now it, or go back and, you know, do, it's at 9/12, go into the future, you know, or make it 9/10. Off that timeline, why bring misery to yourself? So, you know, that's what you're doing. You're bringing in the thoughts of everybody on that day. Happy day, you know. Oh, you know, you're out on timelines anyway, you know. So why not get one that you like, you know? So here we go. That's that may sound kind of weird out of me, you know, to say that, to get into a different timeline, but why, if you know, has a meaning of death and everything else, why go there? You're not there yet. Unless you're close to back east, you know, and that date's coming upon you. Oh, When did that energy actually start? Is it on the day itself when the clock goes from night on, or does it start when the event happened? I don't know, but it's still the same day, and that's the day of that timeline. So here we go. Let's release the energy of 9/11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, that's what I would suggest doing, and maybe pick the, you know, the year. I think it was 2001. Happened, I believe it was then. It on timeline crashes. Also, you may want to clear the next week because you could be connected to something during that next week after that. What you want to do is like the media clearing out of you talking about. Might even not even have your radio on or TV on, and don't look at the newsprint. Your choice of how you want to live tomorrow. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, I forgot this till you started doing that clearing, but I saw this huge truck today go by my window, like one of the biggest trucks, like a moving type truck I've ever seen. And didn't it have on it that date and never forget, which I saw all the time for a while, a couple years after the event. And now to see that again right before, it's almost like something in our environment, our culture, they're wanting to trigger us to get emotional about that again.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Wow.
And you know, things are happening, being started, you know. So don't get caught on that train.
Right. Well, thank you for healing that or clearing us of that, Ron. Okay, I'll move on to some more emails. Dear Ron, I am in the process of healing a physical issue with my heart. As I do more and more clearings with Creation Lightship, I see that it is more than just my physical heart. And I'm wondering how I can effectively heal my heart on the physical as well as the emotional and spiritual level.
Okay. Look at it, the energetic bodies that make you up. I can't really say how many there are that makes up your physical, but you have other bodies that attach to your physical. So you want to work with those bodies to clean them out with the issues that could be causing heart problems, because they don't have that problem. Everything else. So have a heart problem, you know, in your physical, then it's probably going to be in your emotional. And remember, everything happens in the invisible first. Visible happened. That activated, went out into the physical, visible, and then it went back. Looking at an issue that could be 20 years old. Or maybe older. So, I would go in and start cleaning out those energetic bodies. See what's going on and see where your fear is. First, you know, work with your fear and then go from there and find out what bodies are corrupted, causing a heart condition, heart problem, or anxiety, or whatever it is, you know. I worked on a lady today doing a few sample clearings. Energy, body energy, what she was emitting was not very good, and it felt like, you know, it was going toward a suicidal energy. So I did an emotional clearing. Felt that it worked about 5%, which is very, very, very unusual. Started doing other ones because I'm seeing these other bodies, which she was using. So she's working mainly in, you know, maybe like four or five bodies. Did I believe her fear body, she started crying. because that's where a lot of the energy was held in. She didn't know why she was crying, but the body finally got some relief getting one simple little clearing, you know, understand what body's contaminated probably the most. But I think I did anxiety and I find out where you're really stuck. I always know where you're stuck, you know. So bodies do cause a lot of situations, which is what we're dealing with. So you have to clean out those bodies. Start having probably improvements on your health. Don't clean the bodies out that caused your problem, then how do you ever expect to get well? Not going to happen. Whatever you want, you buy all the herbs that you can find and practitioners and go to anything else and whatever people do. Don't clean out your bodies. Don't waste your money doing anything until those bodies are cleaned out, because they'll boomerang back onto you again. Whole thing. Look at a baby. Baby's happy. Bothering it. Activated in the DNA, then it starts having troubles. We're happy and joyful. Open now are where you are. Why? Because you experienced all your ancestors' griefs and traumas and stuff. Wonder why life is treating you maybe the way it is, you know? Not your fault. It's their energies being imprinted on you. Imprinted into those energetic bodies. If you don't clean them, you know, that's what Jesus said. You got to be, you know, kind of like a child will say, to enter the kingdom. Well, that's the same process. You got to have your spirit with you, go into source energy, become who you are. So you got to get rid of all those judgments. Pause it. Ancestors did. Back to you, Ann.
That's, thank you so much, Ron. So might it help this person to even sort of review what was going on in their life when they first had this heart issue?
I would say so. I find out, you know, maybe when you had it, do some timeline crashes and then go back in your life and see where you are with it.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what really started that issue. Oh, that's the whole thing. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I just want everyone to know, in case you're new, for many of the healings that Ron has on his website, you can do a seven-generational clearing. So if you feel, if what Ron was just saying about living your ancestors' lives, if you feel that you have an issue that you've inherited, there's a lot of opportunity to clear some of that. And I'm jumping ahead now on an email, Ron, because it's somewhat related to this. Question about DNA testing for genealogy for more specific clearings. Is this a good thing or not? The reason is it could be a problem to hand over your DNA to the company that tells you your ancestry, I guess they mean, because they may be doing cloning.
You hit on the head. Run, don't walk.
Okay.
There's one religious group doing that. Probably trying to figure out how they can use you and what they can do. Remember, you're contracting with them freely because you're giving them the information so they can look you over and look you up. And well, who cares? You know what your past is, where you came from. Is it going to help you out today?
Oh. Well, I think the listeners. Thinking was maybe it would help them, you know, do the clearings more specifically. I think that was the idea.
I had a no.
Okay.
Now, most people know typically, you know, like if you're Irish or, you know, Italian, you know, Polish, you know, German, whatever, you know that you have ancestry. But they probably all had a hard time in the 1800s, you know, or whatever. So you know, that's what? Oh, dealing with their stuff, but going back to see further, yeah, I wouldn't even bother. I don't even
okay.
go there. I got a caller on.
I think we do. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. You're on the air, so go right ahead.
Hello. I had a question for Ron. You were briefly talking about the energy bodies and cleaning them out. And, you know, I like the example you were going through about you were helping a lady and you didn't know where the problem was coming from. You just felt it. And that was the same way with me where, like, I've actually been dealing with, like, sort of this kind of problem, and I don't really know where it emits from. And I was wondering, is there a healing to kind of get, like, I guess, all the emotional bodies kind of in sync or something, so you don't just have to keep going back and forth between either, whether it's emotional or feeling or whatever, if you just truly don't know?
Well, once you do a whole lifetime clearing, then at that point, that body's cleared. And your future from that clearing can bring in some more stuff. But normally, it's taking your whole lifetime to activate that emotional body. So, you know, even if you didn't do the unlimited for, say, a year of this, looking at this way here, you're going to be picking up some stuff. But it's not going to be a whole lifetime thing. So, you know, you're not going to know what body you need to work with until you start clearing one of the bodies, okay? And then you're going to have more clues. Like I say, some people, you know, may be empathic. So we have an empathic clearing, you know, and we have one for sensory. And those two are pretty good to be used for people that, you know, are seers. And most people don't use those bodies. But remember, if you are a seer and then you see things you don't want to see, that might go into your fear body. So you want to just start the clearings and just see what happens next. What body do you think is corrupted? And you're going to start figuring it out as you start, you know, living life, and you're going to start maybe having that internal dialogue with your spirit, and you'll find out where you're stuck. And also look at your life's behavior. You know, maybe do the psychic billboard, because then you have to concentrate on where you are. And then where you are might bring you into an energetic body that could be stuck and full of stuff. And you can look at that and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing this clearing. I think the psychic billboard is $20 for the month. So you do that clearing, and you may start to realize as you start inputting maybe every day or two, which is what you need to do, you're going to realize where you are and what body is probably more contaminated. That will draw you to that body to have it cleared. What do you think, Ann?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. There are so many healings on the website that, you know, you certainly don't need them all, so I understand you're wanting to pin it down a little. It might help to read over the list of all the different healings and see, you know, make sure you're very centered and heart-centered first, and then just see if your spirit kind of guides you towards one. I still use a pendulum, and that sort of not to only get information, but to kind of affirm what I feel I might need or what I feel is going on. Have you ever worked with a pendulum?
Yeah, I did, but, you know, I just don't trust pendulums because I'm kind of a really heavy mental person, so I just, like, overthink everything. And so,
okay.
I'll get confused. But one of the questions was, like, you know, just because I kind of felt like it just feels like it's emitting from an energy body, just, like, not having any direction. You know, I think that was the biggest problem that I was going through. And I was trying to figure out, you know, how could you put that into, I guess, an energy body, because I've done timeline crashes on it and I felt clear, but it's kind of like blank. Like, you know, usually there's like a will that you can feel, and for some reason I just don't kind of feel it anymore.
What about the special healing, Ron?
Yeah, that one's mainly used for a physical problem, but it could be used for something else that we don't have on the website. So that could possibly work. What I find that happens...
Actually, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. I had a question for you. Is it a... Do you sense that this is an energy body thing that I'm dealing with, or is it in the wrong direction?
Well, I'm just going to go into that. Yes and no. Okay. It could be possible. I'm not saying this is your case, okay? There are people that haven't been here a long time, or maybe something came into their physical body, and that particular energy hasn't been here for a long time. So, have people that come to the expos who have, who are aliens in a sense, they haven't been here for a long time, okay? And they have a really hard time figuring out life here. They don't know how to live here. Know what they have, as far as their spirit energy, but it doesn't compute here because, like, on the wrong planet. So some people realize that, and they just kind of, like, see things happen, and they just shake their head like, wow, oh, this is really going on here. So if we have any listeners out there who kind of sense that way, very possibly, you got dropped off here or something happened and you got stuck here or whatever. It doesn't make sense to you to live here. Where somebody who has been here for a long time definitely know that, I don't want to go running out on the freeway, blindfold on by a truck or something. There's certain things that your body and you know where typically when an alien will come into a body, the energy is so strong, it might even start to erase some of the DNA that was in there that the body itself is going to have. There was one person that came into a body, and he got stuck here. And in the process, maybe a spaceship crashed, and he was out looking around for a body. And he saw a body in the hospital that was not too good of shape, going to die. So he came to that body, fixed the body, and then he had a home now. I imagine the hospital people, the doctors go, wow, what happened here? It's going to die tomorrow, and now it's alive and wiggling, And he's in there now. And... at least he found a body to be in, so he probably wouldn't get extracted by the alien seeing this life form walking around here without a body. Well, he's sort of like undercover in a body. A lot of aliens have that problem, not being here, knowing how it works. That's kind of what I would maybe suggest.
Yeah.
Maybe you're that type of person. Don't know what to do because
I would actually
experience.
Yeah, I would actually confirm that. Like, that's actually kind of been like the whole feeling I've been going through for a while. So it's kind of like, what's going on.
Huh?
Well, have we helped you out a bit tonight, Michael? I'm sorry, Ron. Did you have something else to add?
I don't know. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, I would kind of look at that and just know that, what you're going through is probably normal for you. But you do need to clean out those bodies, even though I fully understand it. And just see, like to do that psychic billboard clearing that's going on to get those bodies cleaned out.
Well, we have a nice comment here on the fast chat, Michael. The mind to heart drop is a most awesome tool to clear confusion in the moment for me and to sense spirit, especially or expressly in overwhelm and or doubt.
I've been practicing that, and it actually has worked. It usually, I don't use it to kind of get clarity. I kind of use it to just stop anxiety attacks, which, you know, it helps, like, for me. I noticed one thing is that it really helps when I actually say it, like, louder than I usually would say it, because, I don't know, I guess my spirit's got to hear it loud. But whenever I say it loud, it actually does work. I will try that again. So I'll just try what you said and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Ron, I was wondering if you could perhaps give us a sample healing of, I don't know, maybe confusion, that if anyone feels confused about something, maybe they could feel better.
Well, confusion just means that you're on another timeline, not here. You're running of confusion, and those will also put you into another timeline of confusion. On the confusion timeline, so get off of that. So here we go. The timeline crash for that for you. It may work a little bit instantly, but it could have a larger effect on you in an hour. It depends where you are on the timeline. So here we go. Timeline crash for confusion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. On lots of timelines of confusion because you're confused. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We can just move on to the next. That was wonderful, and thank you, Michael, for calling in. Someone has a question here. Ron, can you please explain the mind of the body and mind of the body healings and why that's important?
Well, the mind of your body is your body's internal healing mechanism or healer. That's the life force energy that your body has to interface the healing properties of your body. So it, like, makes your lungs breathe, makes your heart beat. That's sort of that energy. So if you start doing the clearing for that, excuse me, get some water here. The clearing for that, you're going to start having maybe a little more success on your body's wellness. Now, when the mind of the body gets shut down through death barcodes, you're probably not going to be healing very well. That'll put you into the downward spiral because you're not healing. And then you naturally want to get out of here, so you don't want to live any longer. And so you want to have the mind of the body fully functional to, you know, have you heal. That's true with anything, whether you get a cut or anything else. And I give yourself, you know, that mind of the body energy to heal you. That's what the mind of the body does. It's a control mechanism that operates inside of you that makes your body do healings on itself. Let's put it that way. Back to you, Ann.
Great. Is there any kind of a sample we could do that if perhaps we're blocked from connecting to the mind of our body, or... Is that true?
I don't know. I'm kind of see how I was looking at that before you said that. Okay, let's just draw, make like a little picture here for everybody. Okay, so your mind and your body does many, many things. And so what you have, we'll say, make it like an office. So your little mind of the body guy there, or gal, you know, is there, maybe has a little work table and figures out what's wrong with you and has a little chemistry set out, right, to figure out what to do, what not to do, and his database that he can go into or she can go into. Now, in the next room over is a file cabinet with all of your stuff, all of your past injuries. And maybe for some reason there's a file cabinet drawer that got kind of dusty. You kind of forgot about it, okay? And you're probably going, oh, yeah, that's why my toe always hurts. He never went to that file cabinet. because my toe always hurts. So let's go into that file cabinet, and you've got to pick your own situation, what you're dealing with, and we're now going to activate that and pull off that file drawer. Now you're going to look in there and say, ah, there's my toe that hurts. It's in there with all the problems with it, but for some reason, he's forgot about it. He's too busy with something more important to do. Yeah, this is a big thing. So we're going to take that now. You're going to find it, and you're going to take it to your attention now and kind of focus on it. And here we go. Bring it up front. So here, we're going to do a clearing here. Activate your mind and the body to help you with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Okay, let's just see if that helps you.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That felt really good. I'm sure everyone enjoyed that. Okay, we have another, we have another email, but we had another comment on the fast chat or question. Sorry. Oh, I closed it. I'm sorry. Give me a moment. I think I remember the listener said they read on the website that Jesus lived 12 lifetimes at a time, and they were wondering, did you live 12 lifetimes at a time?
I know I lived eight or nine of those lifetimes, maybe more, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me, okay? I just mentioned that. Very possibly, I think I did live all 12, but I know I lived 8 or 9 for sure.
That's interesting. But I think the listener meant now. Like, are you living more than one lifetime now?
Yeah.
Feels
yeah,
that
many,
way,
many, huh? Many, many, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, more than, wow. More than 12, yeah. Yeah, I'm out there everywhere. Yes.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you, listener, I should say, for asking Ron that question. That's very interesting. And this is probably also connected to what we were just talking about, the mind of the body and everything, that this listener read on the website that we can manifest or should be able to maybe manifest our body at will.
Well, if you didn't have all those blockages, very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
If we could take a baby and bring it up to maturity like our age now with all that energy in it, okay, and it didn't lose any of its spirit energy, just think what it could do. I'll just let that kind of go with that.
What it could do without all the mind control and the cultural things breaking the baby's spirit or...
Yep,
okay.
All that. If that was taken away, maybe it'd be pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another email, Ron. Different subject. Dear Ron, I have a new associate who lives in a neighborhood that is predominantly inhabited by a religious cult. He said, well, I'm saying that. It's a religious group. I don't want to say what it is. He said, do not worry about parking. There are always plenty of parking spaces. It actually took me over half an hour to find a spot. Then, as I walked toward his building, I saw several empty spaces. I forgot all about that until my next visit when the exact same thing happened. Is this group hiding these spaces from outsiders in some way?
I would say you probably hit the nail on the head. That's what it feels like to me. Yeah, they're controlling the timelines to have the spaces available, for their particular maybe religious group or whatever to come there. So they're claiming their territory. An outsider not able to come into that timeline. Remember, they're holding that timeline for them. Well, that's another way of looking at it. So, yeah, I would say that would be correct. Uh-huh. Naturally,
wow.
after you find your parking place, if you had to park a mile down the road and you're walking, then they all of a sudden are there, and you go, geez, why are they, you know, there's no traffic on the street, but when I came, they're all filled up. Yeah. Very possibly, they're giving a hologram out there of them all being filled because they don't want any outsiders coming into the neighborhood. In a sense, they don't want to have to be slimed, we'll say, you know, by looking at their energy, right? They're saying that outsiders could slime them. They don't want to have anybody coming to them that's not involved with their group. So, yeah, I would say that would be correct. Uh-huh.
It's very interesting.
They're
holographic cars.
and they're mastering the timelines.
Right. Right. Very interesting. Yes, thank you for that, listener. Okay, we have another testimonial. Ron, I have a very healing personality. I tend to be very giving and overloving. Now that I have been doing the Creation Light Shift healings, I am effortlessly free of takers in my life. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That's what
happens. You have to know that as you, whatever you're doing, whatever you think you're doing, people will come to you for whatever you're giving away. So you have to be able to draw the line, not give yourself away, regardless of what it is. But you're giving away your life force energy. By doing so, what's happening to you in the process? And are you becoming slimed or whatever from that? Well, you have to look at, you know, like I say off and on, you know, if you were to die, tomorrow or even yesterday, you died yesterday, and now you say, okay, what did I do for myself? Oh, man, I worked on all these people. I helped everybody out. I didn't have a vacation because I was so busy. I wish I would have had that vacation, or I wish I wouldn't have worked on that person that gave me a backache once a week when they came in to do, as I do a massage on them or something, you know, and you look at yourself and go, wow. So look at your whole life that way now. You're still living. Look at yourself, and what did you do for yourself? Because you're here to live life, not here to be a slave and or a servant to other people. You're here to live your life, enjoy life that should be here. Not doing that, and that's because you're stuck in these mind-looping programs, robotic programs, and these energetic bodies are preventing you from being who you really want to be. That's the whole process why we have so many clearings on the website. You know, people are stuck in different areas. And it depends what you activated in this lifetime. That's the whole process. And then the aliens are stealing your energy from you. So get out of that. Well, I'm waiting for the rainforest. I'm, you know, doing all I can to get rid of these clouds up in the skies and the holograms. And I want to see the rainforest here. And that's what my goal is. Get rid of the aliens that are bringing forth this hologram that's entrapping people. That's basically it, you know. Just like the movie The Giver, the guy went out and went, you know, into a long ways away, and he broke through into energy system that had emotions. Not that that's good or bad, but he was able to do that, to feel it, because he knew what it was. If you don't know what it is, if you keep getting energetic shots like these people are getting, or physical shots, you know, alien mind control stuff. That's why we have all the clearings on the website. That's free for the aliens coming to you and numbing you out. You're never going to know what life is like here. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Well, we're really almost to the end of our show, and we didn't get around too much to talking about the cultural enslavement healing. But I would like to just talk about that a little. The first thing that came to my mind when you gave us that healing, Ron, was, well, you know, what am I enslaved by being, for instance, Irish or the oldest person in my family, the oldest child, that kind of thing. Are there other things that you've thought of, Ron, that we should be clearing on that, or have you heard from people? what they're clearing?
A little bit. Everybody's different, you know. Are you enslaved to, you know, just what isn't working for you? As that means that you're probably enslaved to it, and something's controlling you. So this is a way to get rid of a lot of those energies or programs out there that's slaving you. You know? Get out of that energy. Well, you know, I don't normally, that's why I gave it to people free on the conference call, because we don't talk about that clearing. All of a sudden you go, wow, you know, I didn't know I was, you know. Think of, I don't know if they do it now or not, but when I went to school, my neighborhood was Protestant, we'll say, and also there was Catholic Church. So you had two basic groups there of people, and the Catholic people always wore the same clothing every day. A cultural enslavement? Oh, is that a program? Well, yeah, you know, I could change and wear whatever I wanted to, you know. They had to wear the same clothes every day. Oh, what's that all about, you know? You have to kind of look at that. Is that an enslavement from the culture that they're living in? Well, just look at your life and see what, you know, what's going on, and you know, kind of get out of it. That's the whole thing, is to free yourself. The clearings will free you, put you into peace. You know, and then when you're at peace, then you can choose and decide what you want to do after that. But you need to find peace first. It's too bad I didn't hear the speech today about what's going on in the Middle East, since, you know, with the president and what's going on over there. Wouldn't it be interesting if he would have come up and said, you know, I heard this guy on BBS radio, and he's talking about the mind of heart drop. Why don't we all do this? Well, geez, I don't know if the bankers would like that or not, but that's the whole situation here, is what's going on is, you know, everybody wants to steal something from somebody else and do the mind of heart drop, get peaceful. Wouldn't have a war. They don't want that. I think we're probably getting close to the end here.
I think so.
So I'll say thank you, everybody.
Do we have time to do the mind to heart drop, Ron, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, we can do that. So I have the expo in New York, I think the 17th of October, that's Friday. I'll be there 5 weeks, basically. So here we go, everybody, mind to heart drop. So they command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. And then you become peaceful. So, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go, everybody. And I hope you're telling all your friends about the mind to heart drop. No, it works. So thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, callers. We'll see you later.
Hi, all. Thank you, Ron.